Good evening. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. An abundance of 40-mile caribou and hunters are resulting in a high harvest along the Steese Highway and Chena Hot Springs Road. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game release says the state will close the kill in what's known as Zone 1 tonight at 11:59. That's just 3 days after the Zone 1 hunt opened. Fish and Game says the harvest is expected to meet a Zone 1 quota of 530 bulls. Hunts for 40-mile caribou will remain open in three other state zones. The overall state harvest quota for the 40-mile caribou herd is just over 2,000 animals, including 500 allocated for a winter hunt. There are also federal hunts for 40-mile caribou. The state has filed another brief in support of Anchorage hunter John Sturgeon in his long-running legal battle with the National Park Service. Today, the state filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court, which in June agreed to consider the case a second time. Sturgeon's suit specifically challenges a Park Service ban on hovercraft use in the Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve, but it has much broader implications.
Whether the Federal Reserve Water Rights Doctrine gives the federal government broad regulatory authority over the state's waterways.
Alaska Attorney General John Alindemuth says that's the primary issue before the High Court this time around. Water rights were used to justify federal subsistence management in the Katie John case. Lindemuth describes that regulatory power as a narrow authority dictated by the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA.
Something of limited application and shouldn't be expanded to find broad regulatory authority on all grounds.
Environmental groups have supported the Park Service in the Sturgeon case. The law firm Trustees for Alaska filed an amicus brief in the original case representing 13 conservation groups. In a June Trustees web post, senior staff attorney Katie Strong says, quote, "We will continue to represent our clients in supporting Park Service's role and authority to make and enforce rules protecting national park sites in Alaska." The U.S. Supreme Court will consider the Sturgeon case this fall and issue a decision next June. The Anchorage Assembly is hearing public testimony tonight on a proposal to limit single-use plastic shopping bags given out at stores. Alaska Public Media reports that under one version of the measure, retailers will be barred from giving out thin disposable plastic bags. They would be allowed to charge 10 cents or more for thicker reusable plastic or recycled paper bags, however. Repeat violators would face fines to up to $500. In supporting documents sent to the Assembly, the city's trash utility lays out costs shouldered by the municipality from the bags. They include money spent on litter cleanup, landfill space taken up by the debris, and problems the bags create with recycling machinery. Across Alaska, there are already 17 communities that have banned single-use bags. If it passes, Anchorage's ban would go into effect at the beginning of 2019. A Labrador retriever is helping keep an invasive species out of Alaska. Doc, a detection canine with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has spent a week to 10 days each spring at the U.S.-Canada border station at Tok sniffing for invasive zebra and quagga mussels on boats being trailered north. Fish and Wildlife Service Inspector Chris Andrews says Doc deploys to Tok in early to mid-May when most boats come across the border.
Watercraft that are coming across and ask the owner of the boat, you know, when it was last used, try to identify the threat level of that watercraft. And then we have the dog there to help us look for those invasive species that may be there.
Andrew says the ecosystem altering mussels showed up in the Great Lakes in the 1980s and spread to waters in two-thirds of the lower 48 states. He says over half of the boats trailered across the border at Tok each May come from the states that are infested. Andrew says the mussels aren't always visible on the boat, and that's where Doc, a highly trained rescue lab, comes in handy.
They can stick to any surface, so like inside an engine compartment, you can't always see, you know, the nooks and crannies in there. And so if the dog alerts, we know to investigate further. Luckily, we haven't run into that, but it's nice to have the dog there just as another tool.
Andrews says mussels have been found on boats at the border, but so far all have been dead. He says Doc's keen nose is also central to his regular job in Anchorage sniffing out trafficked wildlife.
He spends most of his time working import-export cargo through the airport here. but we also saw it as an opportunity to train that dog to prevent invasive species from crossing the land border.
Andrews says every day Doc is away from the airport means the potential illegal importation of wildlife items like elephant and rhino horn, and that the Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at an alternative approach for mussel detection at the Alcan border. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.